All right, I want to say I've the best for last, the worst for last. I haven't gotten into all the emails and stuff today yet. We'll do that with Thomas Siska coming up, our great researcher. It is torture, eating kids, drinking blood. I mean, normal people just hear this. It doesn't sound real, but this is corrupt elites that just get worse and worse incrementally. Nothing makes them happy. It goes from, like, crazy sex, torture, eating poop, and then, you know, raping kids, and then murdering kids, and then eating kids. It's just like, I never get sick of a T-bone steak and a baked potato and a sunrise. I mean, it's not my ball of wax, but that's how corruption works. In closing, Barnes, what else is on your radar screen? What else should people be made aware of?
The biggest imminent risk to the Trump administration is Bibi Netanyahu is coming on Wednesday to try to lobby the president into launching us into tripwiring potential World War III. Russia and China are now aligned with Iran much more so than ever before. Iran now sees this as an existential conflict. What does that mean? It means you could have Shia rebellions not only in Iraq, but Shia rebellions in Saudi Arabia, Shia rebellions in Bahrain, Shia rebellions in wide parts of the rest of the Middle East and the Central Asian countries. So it could tripwire conflicts with China in the open seas, conflicts with Russia on their border. Russia is stationing soldiers now, over 5,000 special forces near the Iranian border. So they are done with it. They are not going to let the Greater Israel Project sink Iran in, because even if we got a regime collapse, that would be even worse potentially, because you'd have a nightmare of all these terror groups in a country of 90 million. Take Iraq, Syria, and Libya together, Central Asia. It could lead to the end of Israel as we speak. Israel cannot withstand. You can read the Doomcock's reporting on this from an energy perspective, was just that they can't defend their water supply and energy supply from Iran's ballistic missiles.
And so that's why Eric Prince said a week ago, we shouldn't go into Iran.
Absolutely. Colonel McGregor, one of the great military officials who advised President Trump, who was trying in his first term, trying to get us out from Syria, trying to get us out from all these places. He has said this could be an utter disaster. So multiple people that have reviewed this from an independent geopolitical perspective, you can follow the Duran. They've done the same analysis. It would be a disaster, potentially. The risks are off the charts. There's almost no winning. Even if you win by replacing the regime, that could create a worse disaster, a refugee disaster, a migration disaster, an explosion of terrorism across the entire Central Asian and Europe world, rebellions and revolutions everywhere. This would be a nightmare for the United States and an utter embarrassment for the president. What happens if U.S. ships get sunk by those various special attack vehicles that Iran has? What then? What does the PR look like then for the president? He sinks into the low 30s. He's in George W. Bush second term territory. He's in Richard Nixon Watergate territory. Then he's a walking dead man. They put up all what they want in the House and the Senate. They impeach everybody that they can.
And blocking the Strait of Hormuz, even for a month, will double oil prices and kill his recovery plan.
Correct. And Iran plans to do that ASAP. They plan, not only that, they are looking at the possibility of attacking energy supplies throughout the Middle East world with their ballistic missiles. They could take out oil refineries throughout the Middle East, throughout Saudi Arabia, all the rest. We do not have adequate resources to protect against this. We could last probably for 2 weeks. Israel, and then that's it. And what if the Iranian regime doesn't, if they do collapse, we've got a different disaster on our hands. But if they, and by the way, people think the Ayatollahs are the worst kind of leadership in Iran. Guess again. You should look at some of what their people are saying publicly. Some of the people publicly are saying we should build nuclear weapons and use it. I mean that's what's happening in the Iran hardline community. This is a disaster. He took out their nuclear capacity, according to himself, back in June. No reason to go back in. No reason to trigger World War III. No reason to collapse his public support. No reason to give his enemies the easiest win they've ever had and let the deep state walk all over him. He is at risk of becoming Richard Nixon Part II, who tried to take out the deep state, so the deep state took out him. He is at risk of the deep state taking him out if he makes the perilous decision to go back into Iran and trigger possible risk of World War III, while at the same time sabotaging his domestic political capital to such a degree that pay-for-play Pam Bondi will set up a criminal case against him and his entire family that will last forever. So he's got to not stay out of Iran, get rid of Paper Play Pam, get rid of Todd Blanche, restore confidence to the American voter, return to his home, which is the MAGA voter, not the big Israel First donor.
And send Netanyahu packing. Thank you, Robert Barnes. Great job. Talk to you soon. You're back on Friday at noon. One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power up and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off a TAC nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world, hundreds, since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, the list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage? Who want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist! I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even been close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war, and to girt myself for it. and to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
That would be over the top hype if it wasn't real. We are the center of the fight for humanity against these scum. All right, Thomas, this is a great researcher here at InfoWars who's bringing all these documents today, which I knew were accurate. We had even more information. I said, just come in and cover it. So while we're focusing on Epstein, which is great, we should focus on the French and European arm of it that's even bigger, and then beyond that, because that's how we bring them to justice and how we don't just make them localize it to America. And Trump secondarily in the cover-up instead of the people actually involved. Sure, get Trump too. He's in the cover-up. And then I haven't gotten to the emails yet, just the new ones today and new ones that came in that they've gone through in this. More cannibalism, more Satanism, more buying babies. World leaders saying, have my daughter, oh please. Just like he was Moloch. Epstein was Baal. They're just begging to give their kids to him. So, Thomas, overall, give us your gestalt view on what's broke since you were on yesterday or a few days ago. Big picture, how it's being handled. Let's get into the person they don't want us to talk about. Lawyers for French former associate of Epstein demand probe of suicide Jean-Bruc Bonnell, who is not as big as Epstein from the research, bigger, tied into Peter Nygaard and others.
Yes. So many of us have known that Les Wexner has been involved with Epstein for years. And
that now is his dad. She just came out. It's all confirmed.
So now it's confirmed he is a co-conspirator. Which many of us have said, why is this guy not in jail? He gave Epstein, you know, keys to the castle and funded the whole operation and owns Victoria's Secret. Now, one of the things that Epstein would do is he would promise models and young girls jobs at Victoria's Secret and some of the most prominent, prestigious modeling gigs around the world. So Jean-Luc Brunel is basically the French arm of that, and Epstein helped fund his modeling agency back in the 80s. Now, there was investigations into him back in 1988 of pimping and soliciting underage women.
And it's in the emails, why are these women so successful? Because they were sold by their father to us as little kids at the modeling agencies and at the fashion shows. This is just a giant prostitution operation. They didn't blame you.
Right. I mean, he would promise them jobs, they'd get on the airplane, and that was it. There was no gig, that you're just enslaved immediately. So getting back to Jean-Luc, he actually brought Sharon Stone into the world of acting and was able to give her a job as an actress. And I actually just recently watched Eyes Wide Shut again, just to kind of go over it. And
you're going to play some clips.
We are, yeah. So just to see some of the hidden messages and kind of the things that you really have to look into in the movie to see what's actually going on, because it's not just spelled out for you. So in that movie, there is a model who dies of an alleged drug overdose. It's the same model in the beginning of the movie at the party. Ziegler's party, which is Dr. Bill, played by Tom Cruise, that is one of his patients. See, Tom Cruise was a doctor for the elite, so he'd have these sessions where he'd go in-house and serve the elitists and was able to get their trust for being a doctor. So in the beginning of the movie, the prostitute who wanted to be a model, she ODs, and he brings them upstairs to treat her. Well, later in the movie, you find out she's at the Illuminati orgy, and she's the one trying to get him out so he doesn't get in trouble, so they don't come after him. She sacrifices herself to redeem Tom Cruise so he'll leave and they don't kill him. Well, there's a scene that's actually, he goes into a little cafe and he grabs a New York Post and he reads about her death. And in her death, in the newspaper, it details her story of how she wanted to be an actress. She wanted a prestigious modeling gig, and she immediately got involved with the owner of the modeling company and was getting undressed for him, not just for photo shoots, but for sex. So that the whole movie, Eyes Wide Shut, it shows you the gateway into this world. They go after these doctors and people that are already dealing with the elite, and they flaunt it in your face what they're about. So,
and then at the end, now they've been recruited, he's with his wife, Tom Cruise, and they send their daughter off these old men.
That's right. We have that clip as well. And it, actually, in the beginning of the movie, it's you almost don't notice it. It shows a scene of her, and the daughter has rotten teeth. She's missing a teeth, and the rest of the teeth are rotten. The very end of the movie, she has a full set of new teeth that she got actual, like, prosthetic, like, implants. So they gave her new teeth, and they, like, send her off, and it's this whole thing like, hey, we're fully awake now. We understand what's going on. We're sending our daughter off. She's ready. They fixed her teeth. And it's, yeah, so that's pretty sick. But going back to the modeling thing, I just wanted to play this clip, and maybe we could look at the newspaper, because it literally shows how these people are brought in through these modeling agencies, promising acting gigs, and it cites the name of the guy who owns the modeling agency as Leon Vitali, who actually played the guy in the movie that wears the red cloak, who's like organizing the whole ritual. And it's believed that it's actually Ziegler, the main patient of Tom Cruise, but it was actually Kubrick's friend who was a co-producer and actor that played that role, and they put his name as the owner of the modeling agency, which is like a little Easter egg. So basically, there's the implication is
the
guy that
25 minutes from it,
right?
And I've asked Vivian Kubrick, who was his protege, what happened. She said, well, on record once, but off record later, but she was like, no, my dad was really psychic. He made Strangelove with the coding for the B-52 bombers and the nukes. And the CIA came and said, how do you know that? And he didn't know that. He just wrote that. That's what she said. But he was never involved. He was very reclusive. He wasn't involved in all this. They always tried to recruit him, but he actually predicted all this in his movies.
Yes, and his wife still has control of the estate. And, I mean, there's been denials that the movie has been edited. They say the only thing they edited was from the NC-17 rating down to the R rating.
But I was in the news at the time. They cut 25 minutes.
Right, yes.
And he died of a heart attack during that.
And even some of the...
Because he had a final cut in the contract.
Right. And there, the ending actually just feels a little disjointed. Like, you can kind of
figure
out...
Well, that's the thing, though. Regardless, they failed. Now this is all out.
Correct.
All right, so what's the first clip we're going to play?
Well, I'd like to start with this first clip. Going back to what I said, it's the gateway. Tom Cruise goes to the costume store to get his mask and gown and cape to be able to go and sneak into the orgy. And right there at the costume store, the man that owns it is pimping out a young girl that he says is his daughter, and it's right in Tom Cruise's face. At first, he tries to seem outraged, like, oh my God, I'm going to call the police. And later, you find out that he was just doing this to see how Tom Cruise would react. Before he even gets to the party, they're offering him an underage girl just to get him right at the very beginning to see if he'll go along with everything.
And that's how it works. They want you in the cult. Because I've told the stories many times. This happened to me when I was like 13 in Dallas. But I didn't join it. But it was this happened to me. Here it is.
Yes.
Come in. Can't be too careful these days. Please. Is it any special costume you're looking for?
Yes. I need a tux, a cloak with a hood, and a mask.
A cloak with a hood and a mask?
Yes.
Okay. I think we'll find something for you. Follow me, please.
Good.
Looks like alive, huh?
Yes. It's wonderful.
Come. So, what color cloak? Black, brown, red?
Black.
Are you sure the good doctor wouldn't like something more colorful?
I don't think so.
Clowns, officers, pirates?
No, just the tux, the The black cloak.
With a hood and a mask.
Yes.
Okay. May I take your coat? You are a medicine doctor, yes?
Yes, I am.
Look, doctor, I have some problem with my hair, you know?
Your hair?
It's starting to fall down too fast. Mm. I lost in 2 weeks a lot of hair. Mostly here. Look at this. Here.
Oh, yes.
You see?
Yes.
And?
I'm afraid this really isn't my field.
What? You can't help me.
No. You should see a trichologist. It's a hair specialist. Mr. Milich, I've obviously left things a bit late tonight, so if you don't mind...
Okay, okay. I'm in a hurry too, doctor, to get back to bed.
I understand. Shh.
So, black cloak. Did you hear something?
Hmm.
What is this?
There's Chinese food and pizza on the table. The pizza's for the girl. Very symbolic.
What is it? What is this? What on earth is going on here?
Milich, I can explain everything.
You! What are you doing here? I kill you! I promise I'll kill you! And you! Have you no sense of decency? Gentlemen! Have you no sense of decency?
Milich, have you gone crazy? We were invited here by the young lady.
Young lady, it is my daughter! And couldn't you see she is a child? You will have to explain to police!
To the police?
You little whore! I kill you for this! I promise! I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Hold on to that girl for me, please!
Milich, this is preposterous! The young lady invited us here!
Couldn't you see she is deranged?
Doctor, sorry to keep you waiting.
Gentlemen, this is now a police matter. You will please stay here until I return.
What is it? Get us out of here!
I'm afraid that's out of the question.
Milich,
doctor, sorry, what color did you say? Black?
Black.
Gentlemen, please, have the goodness to be quiet for the moment! Couldn't you see I tried to serve my customers?
So they're seducing him into it right here.
And you, little whore!
Yes.
Go to bed at once, you depraved creature! I deal with you as soon as I serve the gentleman!
See, she's whispering in his ear, offering herself. And the whole thing was just staged to make it seem like... like that... that wasn't going on, like he wasn't unaware of it.
Believe me, I know all about it. Adapt to me, so just keep going.
And so later on, you find out that the father was okay with it all. He didn't call the police. And that's actually in the next clip here. And also, the actress that played that young girl quit Hollywood because she said every role that she was given was over-sexualized. But yeah, let's play that next clip just to show after he's been conditioned to accept it, that he goes back to the costume store to return the costume, and then again he sees the girl with the Asian men, and the police were never called.
Here it is.
Yes, dear? Come, come. Would you like to say hello to Dr. Harford?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you, Mr. Milich. I'll call you soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, gentlemen. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And you too.
Well, Dr. Harford, here is your receipt. I'm tearing up your deposit. And thanks for the business.
Mr. Milich, last night, you were going to call the police.
Well, things change. We have come to another arrangement. And by the way, if the good doctor himself should ever want anything again, anything at all, it needn't be a costume.
So he's offering his daughter to him.
Yes.
Out in the open.
Out in the open. And It's called Eyes Wide Shut because this character, Tom Cruise's character, Dr. Bill, he's surrounded by this. Every moment of this movie, there's this sexual tension and there's this, you know, orchestration of this network going on, and it's around him at every level, and his eyes are wide shut to it.
That's why they got so mad at Cooper, because he was exposing him.
Correct. And, I mean, this guy, Jean-Luc Brunel, he dies just like Epstein, hung in prison.
And around a network at least as big.
Right.
Interfacing with Epstein, working directly with him.
Yes.
He dies. So yeah, let's expose the American network. Let's expose them all.
And no one's really talking about it. They're like, oh, we finally have a third co-conspirator. This guy was already arrested and was named a third co-conspirator, and he's dead. And French police were saying that they want more information about him being about his suicide, that they believe there's a lot of suspicious stuff with it. And this guy has his own pile of evidence within the French government, also coordinating with our DOJ, that hasn't been looked at all. I want to see these files.
So this is big. What's the next clip?
So then we also have the very end scene of Eyes Wide Shut, which they're walking in a toy store, and basically Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, they're finally coming to terms with the fact that they're both having promiscuous infidelities and are becoming okay with it, and that basically the world is run by pedophiles, and they're coming to terms with it, and their child walks off behind two balded men, which are seen earlier in the party when the masks are off, the first
so
party.
They send the daughter off. Here's the globe.
Yes.
This pig.
I hope Santa Claus gets me one of these for Christmas.
You do? Yeah. Well, you're going to have to wait and see.
Alice. What do you think we should do?
What do I think we should do?
Look, Mommy. To survive through all of our adventures, whether they were real or only a dream.
Are you sure of that?
Am I sure?
We'll come back with the conclusion straight ahead. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, like, what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out, and we the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban or whether it's Le Pen in France or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, we the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice and the American way and expose evil.
And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com is owned by Bigley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top private label. So incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene Blue Tincture. We've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even Methylene Blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene Red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89, normally $184, over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose. CMOS capsules, incredible. Very strong, concentrated Irish CMOS. Natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox, super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Are you sure of that?
Am I sure? Only as sure as I am that the reality of one night, let alone that of a whole lifetime, can ever be the whole truth.
And no dream is ever just a dream.
The important thing is we're awake now, and hopefully for a long time to come.
All right.
They're awake now in the Satanism where nobody else is.
Let's not use that word. You know, it frightens me. But I do love you. And you know, there is something very important that we need to do as soon as possible.
Mm. What's that?
So, they recruit the women. That's how it is in this. They sell the kid. And she said, I'm here with you. This is total Satanism.
Yes.
Like Ghislaine was the boss over Epstein.
Exactly. They're fully aware of the operation. And, you know, she was always more awake than.
Well, she brought him in. It was all set up.
Yeah, she brought him in. There's theories that she was at the actual ritual and the orgy as well, and she basically got home before he did. But yeah, she was very out in the open in the movie, trying to get connected, trying to basically show Tom Cruise what's going on around him, and he's just basically aloof and just denying it all. But I wanted to just show that clip again of the newspaper, because it's New York Post that we're talking about that's in the movie that claims that the model that was murdered died of a drug overdose. They kind of frame her as a junkie. Really easy way to assassinate someone if they're involved with drugs. Just say they died from doing drugs.
Play the clip.
Even the headline says, lucky to be alive.
Play it.
Which that's, they're talking about Tom Cruise.
Ex-Beauty Queen in hotel drug overdose. He saw her die.
She has many important friends in fashion and entertainment industry. So it's just hitting him right now, like, okay, they killed her.
If I said, oh, your wife's a sex operator for them, you just got recruited.
And he seemed more innocent. She saw that in him and was trying to save his life and basically get him out. Like, hey, you don't want any part of this. Kind of like, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. You don't know how bad it really is. It's not just an orgy. You know, people are dying. People are getting killed. And he didn't understand that. He thought it was all just pageantry and, you know, a club that he just wanted to get access to party and party with some models.
So now the establishment was trying to control this. They're not going to control it. They think they're going to take down. Where do you see this going, Thomas?
Well, I mean, they're just going to keep pressing for the rest of these documents that are hidden still, 3 million documents.
Which is the ones they want us to get.
Yes. And everything that happened in the past 24 hours with these names being unredacted, it's just going to keep building and rolling. I mean, it's never going to be enough because they're still hiding so many things that don't make any sense. If it's not victims, then don't hide the names. I mean, they're talking about torturing people, talking about selling babies. We want to know every one of those names.
Well, that's the thing, is that it leaks, it's Democrats. So why is Trump, why is his admin covering it up? Because his lawyers are Democrats.
And they're all friends with these people. They're protecting the pedophiles, the Trump DOJ are protecting the elite satanic pedophile ring.
And until he takes his mask off in the thing.
Yeah. They demand he takes his mask off. And they all recognize him from, you know, these people are some of his patients. He's a doctor for these people.
Yeah, back this up. Back it up a minute and play it. Because this is Stanley Kubrick. But the point is, unless we don't have the clip of the audio, but...
But
the point is, like, the new Epstein stuff, I haven't even covered today. It is literal cannibalism, kids. This is a religion to these people, folks.
I'd like to talk about the New York Post. I just thought it was ironic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, I mean, with Kubrick, everything is very detailed. He always wants to put something in the movie that everything has, you know, reason for being there. So New York Post is basically the propaganda piece in the movie. Well, if you get an overhead shot here, if we can, it says, emails reveal new theory about who Jeffrey Epstein was really working for. New York Post.
Let's take our time. Hey, guys, aim the camera over there. Oh, there's a camera up there. There it is. Go ahead.
So New York Post reported that Epstein was working for Russia, which there's no truth to that whatsoever.
In fact, all the emails, he's like, I'm going to overthrow Russia.
It's the opposite. And then here at the bottom, community notes, Jeffrey Epstein was Jewish. Ghislaine Maxwell is Jewish. The finances are Jewish. Most of the clients are Jewish. Not all. His entire operation is tied to espionage on behalf of the Israel state. Now, this is a New York Post article from 2007 when Epstein was still facing.
He's talking to top gender bending scientists saying,
yes,
we're going to train people with this to take over. We got to, decades ago, we got to get the worse. That's okay.
Yeah, it's a loophole for pedophiles to be able to have access.
Because they're not just having sex with a kid, they're chopping them up.
Yeah,
that's even more like, oh, you want to rape them? We'll just cut it off.
Their whole identity is based on sex.
It's about raping their innocence.
Yes, it's raping their innocence.
Well, it's even better to cut it off. It's liberal. It's loving.
If you do this to a child and they're brought into this system, they're stuck on these drugs for the rest of their life.
And they've been abused, and you teach them, no, your mommy and daddy that didn't support it, they abused you, not us that cut it off and raped you.
Yeah, they're completely wrecked. And you look into the files now, you see that Epstein was totally involved in these transgender studies for children and research.
Obsessed, more secret and more of funding, it. Top biologists, this is the key.
So in 2007...
They talk about, the only thing better than a woman is a woman with a, and they get into it, how much they love it, Harvard head, all of them.
Right.
And by the way, we're like, you think you got a baby to suck you off? Well, we play their mommy's voice, it's better.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
So this story comes out. A 16-year-old girl reported that Epstein abused her. It was actually a man. It was a 16-year-old transgender. And because...
And it just came out that he was in love letters with transgenders and finally transitions 15 years ago.
Because they found out that it was actually a man, Epstein's lawyer, Howard Rubenstein, said it was completely bogus. He's never been accused of doing anything with men or boys. So this whole thing is ridiculous. And because the transgender person is mentally ill, which back then you could say that. You could say in 2007 that this person's mentally ill for being transgender. And that would just shut the whole thing down.
Now, let's be honest. I don't blame the whole thing on Jews. But in Germany starting, the whole transgender thing in the 20s before even MI6 was a Jewish thing.
Yes. And so they threw this whole thing out, and now you find out that he was involved with transgenders. So that shut that story down. Here's a little photograph of it. Gender bend shocker. This is back 2007. She, with the parentheses, he has a history. Bogus sex suit. So just completely discrediting it.
Keep going.
This just came out 4 days ago. Camp leader jailed for drugging and abusing boys in England under the cloak of Christianity. This guy was lacing candy with sedatives and raping little boys.
By the way, you have the scene you wanted with the newspaper article from Eyes Wide Shut that at the end of it, 25 minutes, they wanted to cut out. Stanley Kubrick died. Now let's go ahead and roll the clip. Here it is. No, this is... Yeah, this is a scene of the occult stuff. They make him unmask.
Please, come forward.
How does he find out about it and sneak in? Or they kind of set him up?
His friend is a piano player that he met in medical school. And he sees him at the first party where, you don't need a password to get in. That's where they kind of bring people into it.
Fidelio. That's right, sir. That is the password for admittance. But may I ask, what is the password for the house?
The password for the house.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I seem to have forgotten it.
There never was a second password.
That's unfortunate. Because here, it doesn't matter whether you have forgotten it or if you never knew it. You will kindly remove your mask.
That's when you pull out the guns. These are all a bunch of evil, weak people that need this weird, crowdful, powerful. Well, guess what? We've exposed your whole operation. We're blowing you wide open right now.
Get undressed.
Get undressed?
Remove your clothes.
You are under lockdown. Let us put a shot in you. All about rape.
Gentlemen, please.
This goes in on in D.C. every weekend, folks. This is what these people do. I think they're cool.
Remove your clothes. Or would you like us to do it for you?
Stop!
So she stands up for him and she's going to kill her.
Let him go. Take me! I am ready to redeem him.
You are ready to redeem him?
Yes.
You're about to sacrifice him.
Are you sure you understand what you're taking upon yourself in doing this?
Yes.
Very well. You are free. But I warn you, if you make any further inquiries, or if you say a single word to anyone about what you have seen, there will be the most dire consequences for you and your family.
So the guy in the red cloak, he's the Jean-Luc Brunel of this movie. He runs the modeling agency.
She has an overdose. It's very loving, very liberal. Because you have to be liberal. Oh, abortion, liberal, liberal, liberal. It's a death cult. They want to train you against your instincts, train you against God. This is what we're dealing with.
So I went into the Epstein files in the DOJ library, and I just typed in Bohemian Grove. And sure enough, we have an email saying that Epstein went to the Bohemian Grove to, quote, see what was going on.
Yeah, here's that shot, overhead shot. Yeah, they want to see what they're about. On my way to California to try to understand about the people at the Bohemian Grove. ..
So that's light work for him, though. He probably laughs at what they're doing over there because it's not hardcore enough.
That's just a gateway.
Yeah.
And you've got Massey exposes Les Wexner and Epstein co-conspirator opening door to criminal charges against Patel for covering it up. Got John Brunel right there, Epstein of Europe, with working with him directly.
And then you've got all this other stuff. Epstein email show, DP World Chairman Ben Suleiman discussed sex and business torture.
Yes.
You name it. He loves the torture.
That's videos. The guy with the torture video. And he happens to own DP World, which sends out 10% of all global shipments in shipping containers. So we've always heard that people have been trafficked before in shipping containers. There's been busts, you know, Afghan children coming to the UK, and all types of human trafficking are done under the guise of this. They'll hide them in products and of legitimate companies.
Yeah, that's in the sound of...
It's in the sound of freedom.
Yeah, look at this. UAE diplomat offered her 13-year-old daughter to Epstein. She's even prettier. Her sister, her 13-year-old sister to Epstein. She's even prettier than me. And it's all right there.
Yes. So, I mean, those community notes need to be updated and say Muslims, fake Christians, everybody was his clients. It wasn't just Jewish clients.
Yeah, we're not covered for the Jews. It's just they're all involved. It's like we said earlier.
We got to spotlight everybody.
Yep. Cover the facts. Right. Meanwhile, Ghislaine Maxwell, Prince Andrew, was an accessory to a death, buried bodies, and they have the police reports to match it. Epstein sent roses and handwritten notes to a minor at her high school. It just goes on and on and on.
And this cannibal stuff is as, you know, rare and out of the ordinary as you'd believe it to be. Is more common than one would think. This is in a DOJ article from someone right here in Texas. Dark web cannibal sentenced to 40 years followed by a lifetime supervised release. He was advertising that he wanted to eat children. And he had all these cannibal videos, and it's disgusting.
Look at this. You got all these famous models, and Epstein saying, while they're successful, his father paid and sold them to us.
Yeah, they were sexually groomed. They played along. They played the game. And now they get to hang out with the Kim Kardashians and the Jenner family and run around and do all
that's
the glamorous.
How do you say it? Hadid. Hadid sisters.
Yes. So they were groomed by the same network, and now they get to live a lavish life, which maybe they were victims once, but they're not speaking out.
Well, that's the thing that Elon Musk put out this morning, is we're not attacking the so-called victims, but the ones we hear about were recruited at 10, 12, 30, 40. Most of them became managers to get other kids.
So how do we
believe what they say? Because the ones we're hearing about, most of them were compromised.
I mean, as awful as it was that they were once victims, the moment that they're forced into being an accomplice, there still needs to be some form of justice.
Yeah, Stockholm Syndrome, you know, the ones that live are the ones that complied.
You know, maybe.
Look at this. Jeffrey Epstein ordered two foreign girls strangled to death during rough fetish sex to be buried near his ranch. And then that dovetails with reports in his own emails.
Yeah, so torture, cannibalism, it's all in the emails. We know these code words for pizza, and now they're saying jerky is human meat.
So I'm going to say this. MTG said this over the weekend. We need to go look at redacted names, the Congress are going to look at people connected to pizza and beef jerky and baby sales. But instead, it just keeps being about, oh, Trump knew about Epstein. Fine, go there, spend your time on that, but don't just divert us because it's all Democrats. That's my point. Let's get Trump, folks. He's involved. Great. But you have to know it's the Clintons. It's their global initiative. It's Maxwell creating it. It's almost all Democrats, and it's all their names in here. And it's all about how Trump covered it up, which we said Trump walked into it. So that's great. Trump's fair game. But I'm saying you have to look at all that, Thomas.
Trump has to get ready to just burn anyone in his administration that has helped cover this up and has lied to the public. Because at this point, we are all aware that Bondi and Cash and Bongino lied to us.
Well, they're talking about criminal charges against Cash now.
They should charge them. They lied to us, whether they did it because they were ordered to or whatnot. That is criminal. That is covering up for pedophilia. And meanwhile, Bongino is doing his victory lap, doing podcasts. I heard he's going on a show on Fox News now or something. Like,
what's even crazier is you have all this coming out and Todd Blanche saying, no, there's nothing going on. I mean, it's like, it's just insane.
Yeah, he says it's not illegal to party with Jeffrey Epstein. Well, it may not be illegal, but it's illegal to bring your kids around a convicted sex offender, right?
Well,
you're not allowed to have children.
Here's the deal. We're calling it like it is. I'm going to say it again. Trump, whether he knows or not, has been implicated in this by the cover-up. But the Democrats are all doing it in the emails. So we all of you, great, be holier than thou, attack Trump all day, great, he's done. I don't think he gets out of this now. But the Democrats are the main ones. So when they stand up holier than thou and point at like Ludnig, you know, having coffee or whatever, great, put Ludnig in prison for that. But if you're having coffee, what do you do eating kids? So what I'm saying is we've got to, they think they can like control this and keep it in certain areas. They can't.
But sex offenders aren't allowed to live near schools because that's under the law. They're not legally allowed to be that close to have access to prey on children. Why would you bring children to a known sex offender? Like that should be a crime in itself.
And like you said, with Jean-Luc Brunel and all the rest of it, he was just one of many. And look at the Democrats, drag queen story times, transgenderism, it's Epstein running it. It's all, they were already going mainstream with it. But now that we're exposing it, they're in deep trouble. And it's sad for a reason Trump got convinced to try to be part of the cover-up. We've already covered that. But don't let it distract from the Democrats that are caught red-handed.
I mean, if he's protecting the intelligence community, that is just insane. I mean, it's the intelligence community that has always gone after Trump and try to get his ass killed and thrown in jail.
Right, Radcliffe has now been implicated. It's Bill Barr, his dad, running the school with Epstein, with the books about pedophilia he published that are pro-pedophile. Wrote science fiction books that are all basically pedophile porn.
Yeah, Bill Barr should go to jail.
And Bill Barr got caught running once Trump was out of office, the indictments of him in Georgia. And that's Trump again. And Bill Barr 2.0 is...
We need a total referendum on everyone that is in position in these intelligence communities. Let Tulsi Gabbard run it. She's exposed pedophiles already.
That's why they're coming after her. Great job.
NSA.
Thomas Siska. How do people find you? Are you on X?
Yes. I'm on X at Thomas Siska. S-I-S-C-A.
All right. Yes. The great Harrison Smith takes over now. We're just going where the truth leads us. Pray for America. Pray for the world. Pray to stop World War III. Please support us. TheAlexShowStore.com. Over 50% off right now. Methylene Blue. Other key products that will end soon. Thanks for your support. God bless you all. Great job, Greg. I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those at AlexShowStore.com. No matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex Jones network that's been built. So key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramethylene Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on ultramethylene blue, on the bovine colostrum, on the new methylene red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit Complex, the Irish Sea Moss, Atomic Defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexShowStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones.